With the first confirmed case of COVID-19 on the Wind River Reservation, the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes have enacted some of the strictest measures in the state to slow the spread. But a housing crisis there makes those directives hard to follow. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports on how the congressional stimulus bill might offer some relief.
This first confirmed case is what Wind River has been bracing for. The patient, a woman in her 70s, is hospitalized in Lander. The tribes have jointly directed their citizens not to leave their homes, to stay away from elders, and to avoid gathering in groups of more than 10. But for a good portion of tribal households, those orders contradict each other.
Every unit, I would have to say, is overcrowded.
That's Hope Tidzump, deputy director of the Eastern Shoshone Tribal Housing Authority. She says her office is chronically underfunded by the federal government. The same is true for the Northern Arapaho Housing Authority, and that's created a housing shortage on Wind River. Meanwhile, both tribes boast rapidly growing populations. In most places, Tidzump says this supply and demand problem would put huge numbers of people on the streets. But here on Wind River, housing insecurity looks different.
Given the fact that we're all in Native American families, you know, we bring in our loved ones, our grandparents take care of them, or, you know, grandparents taking care of their grandbabies.
The new rules that come with this pandemic are hard to follow when you share a home with 10 or 15 relatives. And Tidzump says if one person in a crowded home is infected, stopping the spread could be near impossible.
When it comes to the coronavirus, of course, me and my husband, we have 8 children. So, I mean, if one individual tests positive for it, of course, it's going to be hard to quarantine just that one child and us as parents.
Kevin Alice, CEO of the National Congress of American Indians, agrees.
Those kinds of living conditions, when you introduce a virus like this, could be catastrophic.
A 2017 study by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development found that 16% of Native households are overcrowded. That's compared to 2% nationally. And funding for federal Indian housing programs has been virtually frozen for decades.
Housing, although maybe at times has increased a little bit over the course of the last decades, it has an outpaced inflation, so it's really flatlined.
Alice says that constitutes a violation of treaty rights.
When tribes ceded millions and millions and millions of acres in exchange for all that land that was worth a fortune, the tribes got forever to have all their health care taken care of, all their education needs taken care of, all their infrastructure taken care of.
These past few weeks, Alice has been lobbying Congress to uphold its treaty responsibilities during the COVID-19 pandemic. The stimulus bill that's poised to pass might be a step in that direction. It sets aside $8 billion in direct funding to tribes and another $2 billion to federal Indian programs. Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico is vice chair of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. He was pushing for about twice that much, but he called this bill a good deal for Indian country, especially the $300 million headed to federal Indian housing programs.
The housing dollars have not been there for the tribes. And the good thing about this is we have a big infusion now into housing.
But Eastern Shoshone Business Councilwoman Karen Snyder says she'll believe it when she sees it.
We always see that, the trickle-down effect. By the time the actual dollars to the tribe, it's such a small pot of money. It's like, geez, why did we go through all of these administrative hoops and we end up with this?
She says the business council has been in emergency preparedness mode for weeks, and the housing issue hasn't slipped their minds. They have a plan to turn their temporarily shut down business into emergency quarantine housing.
We would get our Shoshone Rose Casino, the hotel part, because it is currently closed because of the COVID-19. So that's what we would do, is get some of those rooms available.
To be fair, Snyder says she's never seen the federal government so engaged in matters like Wind River's housing crisis.
We do see a silver lining with this, and it is for the federal government to actually start paying attention to Indian country.
But she says that shouldn't have taken a global pandemic. If and when federal aid does trickle down, Snyder says emergency housing will be a priority for the Eastern Shoshone tribe. But for now, they're doing what Indian country always does during a crisis, taking care of their own with what resources they have. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr on the Wind River Reservation.